Hello, and welcome to the Italian Threat Intel Weekly Podcast for the week commencing the 20th of November, 2023. In InfoSec news this week, a recently discovered worm, which researchers have been calling Little Drifter, has been spreading over USB drives, infecting systems in multiple countries as part of a campaign from the Gamerodon state-sponsored espionage group. Malware researchers saw indicators of compromise in the US, Ukraine, Germany, Vietnam, Poland, Chile, and Hong Kong, which suggests that the threat group has lost control of Little Drifter, which reached unintended targets. According to research published by Checkpoint, the malware is written in VBS and was designed to propagate through USB drives as an evolution of Gamerodon's USB PowerShell worm. Gamerodon, also known as Shuckworm, Iron Tilden, and Primitive Bear, is a cyber espionage threat group associated with Russia, which for at least a decade has targeted organizations in Ukraine from multiple sectors, including government, defense, and critical infrastructure. Little Drifter's purpose is to establish communication with the threat group's command and control servers and to spread over USB drives. Little Drifter and all of its components nest in the user's favorites directory and establish persistence by adding scheduled tasks and registry keys. The malware uses the Windows Management Instrumentation, or WMI, management framework in order to identify target drives and create shortcuts with random names to execute malicious scripts. Researchers have explained as part of the initial release that Gamerodon uses domains as placeholders for the IP addresses where the C2 servers are located. From this perspective, the threat group has a rather unique approach. Before trying to contact the C2 server, the malware looks in the temporary folder for a config file, and if such a file does not exist, Little Drifter pings one of Gamerodon's domains using a WMI query. The reply to this query contains the domain's IP address, which is saved to a new config file. Checkpoint notes that all domains used by the malware are registered under the regru.ru and use the .ru top-level domain, which is consistent with past reports on Gamerodon activity. The typical lifespan for each IP address, which acts as a C2 for Little Drifter, is about 28 hours, but the addresses may change multiple times per day to evade detection and blocking. The C2 may send additional payloads, which Little Drifter attempts to decode and execute on the compromised systems. Checkpoint does clarify that no additional payloads were downloaded in most cases, which may indicate that the attacks are highly targeted. As a backup option, the malware can also retrieve the C2 IP address from a Telegram channel. Little Drifter is likely part of the first stage of an attack, trying to establish persistence on a compromised system and waiting for the C2 to deliver new payloads which would further said attack. The malware is characterized by simplicity and does not rely on novel techniques but appears to be effective nonetheless. Checkpoint's report provides hashes for almost 24 Little Drifter samples, as well as domains associated with Gamerodon's infrastructure. A sophisticated phishing campaign pushing the Darkgate malware has recently added the Peekabot malware to its repertoire, making it the most advanced phishing campaign since the Quackbot operation was dismantled. This malicious email campaign started in September this year after the FBI seized and took down QBots, also known as Quackbots, infrastructure. In a new report by Cofence, researchers explained that the Darkgate and Peekabot campaigns use tactics and techniques similar to previous Quackbot campaigns, indicating that the QBot threat actors have now moved on to this newer malware botnet. As QBot was one of the most pervasive malware botnets distributed through email, and both Darkgate and Peekabot are modular malware loaders with many of the same features, this poses a dire risk to enterprise. Like QBot, these new malware loaders will be used by threat actors to gain initial access to networks and likely to perform ransomware, espionage, and data theft attacks. Over the past summer, there has been a massive increase in malicious emails pushing the Darkgate malware, with threat actors switching to installing Peekabot as a primary payload back in October. The phishing attack begins with an email that is a reply or forward of a stolen discussion thread, which increases the likelihood of recipients treating the communication with trust, and upon clicking an embedded URL, users go through a series of checks which verify they are valid targets, and are then prompted to download a zip archive containing a malware dropper which fetches the final payload from a remote resource. Cofence warned that the Peekabot and Darkgate campaigns are run by knowledgeable threat actors whose abilities are above those of ordinary phishers, so organizations must familiarize themselves with the TTPs for this campaign. And the Luma information stealer malware, also known as Luma C2, is promoting a new feature which allegedly allows cybercriminals to restore expired Google cookies, which can be used to hijack Google accounts. Session cookies are specific web cookies used to allow a browsing session to log into a website's services automatically. As these cookies allow anyone possessing them to log into the owner's account, they commonly have a limited lifespan for security reasons to prevent the misuse if stolen. Restoring these cookies would allow Luma operators to gain unauthorized access to any Google account even after the legitimate owner has logged out of the account and their session has expired. This feature was only made available to subscribers of the highest tier, quote, corporate plan, which costs cybercriminals $1,000 per month. The forum post also clarifies that each key can only be used twice, so that cookie restoration can only work a single time. This would still be enough to launch catastrophic attacks on organizations which otherwise follow good security practices, however. This new feature, which was allegedly introduced in recent Luma releases and is yet to be verified by security researchers or Google, so whether or not it works as advertised remains uncertain. However, it is worth mentioning that another stealer, called Radamanthus, recently announced a similar capability, increasing the likelihood that malware authors discovered an exploitable security gap. When asked about the similar feature Radamanthus added recently, Luma's agent told journalists that their competitors had carelessly copied the feature from their stealer. If information stealers can indeed restore expired Google cookies as promoted, there's nothing that users can do to protect their accounts until Google pushes a fix, besides preventing the malware infection which leads to the theft of those cookies. The usual precautions apply, including avoiding downloads of torrent files and executables from dubious websites and skipping promoted results in Google searches. Thank you very much for listening to the Tally and Threat Intel Weekly Podcast. Please do not hesitate to contact us should you wish to discuss any of the items outlined here, and thank you very much for listening.